Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great holiday. Man, it seems like I've been gone a long time, but it's only been a few days. I've missed you terribly, though, and we're going to have a great show. We're going to empower you. We are going to be talking about genetic mutation. Yes, it's again in the news, so we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to be talking about acid reflux, and we'll see how the hour rolls. If we have more time, we may talk about, you know, what makes you a healthy person and what makes you not so healthy, and, you know, what your idea is about that, and what the surveys are saying these days, what makes a healthy person. So we'll see how the hour rolls, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to that, big salute and semper fi to our military. We're praying for them. Come home safe and sound. God's hand of protection be on them, as well as all of America. And, folks, you know, the caucus, Iowa caucus is going on, so let's pray for all the people there to do the righteous thing and, you know, vote a righteous person into into the race. We need someone with conviction who knows the Lord to lead this country. That's what we need. So we've got to pray that in. I hope you'll join me in that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Thank you, Daffy. Okay, well, you know, there's some recent reports that two teams of scientists had genetically altered the deadly flu virus to make it more contagious. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the bird flu, the H1N1. Right, biosecurity advisors to the American government paid for the research and urged that full details not be disclosed or published. The World Health Organization said although the studies may have been important, they also could have deadly consequences. That's right, because the virus that the scientists made more contagious was the H1N1. They turned it into the H5N1 avian flu. Now, in its natural form, it is known to have infected about 600 people since it was discovered in 1997, and about half of them died. But humans almost never transmit it to one another. But if it were ever to be changed, mutated, altered, genetically modified, if you will, the bird flu could be the world's most dangerous pandemic. So the work to make the virus more transmissible was done by two separate groups, one at Erasmus Medical Center in Rottingham, and that's in the Netherlands, and the other one's the University of Wisconsin, and the experiments were performed on ferrets because their metabolism is most closely matched to humans. So in Rottingham, the team of researchers led by Dr. Ron Foucher made a strain of the bird flu that could drift through the air to nearby cages and infect the other ferrets. Oh, made it airborne, did he? Some researchers say that to modify the virus, to do that, it might have had to go through several genetic modifications. So the new virus does not seem to be as contagious as the 1918 Spanish flu or the flu that we supposedly experienced in 2009. So in humans, bird flu viruses live best in the lower lung, which makes it harder for them to escape through a sneeze or a cough and be transmitted. Now, if one could be replicated to live in the upper passage airways, it more likely could be released through a sneeze and droplets and coughing. It'd be more transmissible. So maybe that's their goal. What do you think? It sounds like it is. And in birds, though, flu is primarily a gut disease, and it shed out in their feces, but whereas in people, it primarily is in the nose, throat, lung area, and is would be shed by saliva or mucus. Now, the H5N1 avian flu, the U.S. government has decided that certain details of this controversial research that they paid for, they withdrew a lot of that information. They demanded it be withdrawn from two scientific journals. So they were going to publish some very intense information on that in the Journal of Science and Nature, but right now, that's going to be removed. Government's worried about it falling into terroristic hands. We're going to talk to Dr. Rebecca Carley about that when she comes back on the show on the 17th. What else we got in the crack report? FDA is launching a soft investigation. A soft investigation, but no recall on infant formula after babies died. Oh, yeah. A soft investigation. Walmart voluntarily recalled a batch of Enfamil newborn powdered formula in the cans, about 3,000 of them, from all their U.S. stores after the substance inside was linked to causing the death in some babies. The 12.5-ounce can, lot number, be careful to listen to this, it's lot number Z is in zebra, P is in Paul, the number 1, K is in kite, 7G as in girl. So ZP1K7G is the lot number that they're recalling. They suspect it's the culprit. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has not issued or ordered a recall of the manufacturer, Mead Johnson, but Mead Johnson's refusing to inform the media whether other stores in other areas other than Walmart have gotten this particular lot of baby formula. Recent newborn Avery Cornett of Lebanon, Missouri, died of a rare bacterial infection caused by Chronobacter zakkakai, which is particularly fatal in kids less than a month of age, suspected after she had the baby formula. Also in November, another child fell gravely ill, dead, almost died, but because of the formula ingested, but that infant recovered. So, soft investigation. You know, if that was an herb product given to a baby, you know. Okay, you know what I'm saying. All right, we're moving along. Hundreds of reports of sick dogs come flooding into the FDA. Pet treats, they think, are causing the problem. U.S. Food and Drug Administration is reportedly trying to pinpoint the cause of an illness outbreak affecting an increasing number of dogs all over the country to get sick. So they've issued some recent warnings to dog owners. They need to be aware that the sources of pet treats may be the problem. They think it's the chicken jerky treats that many of them are imported from China that are making the pets severely ill. So if you feed your dog those types of treats, the FDA says you might want to watch out for the following signs within hours or even days of feeding the product. Decreased appetite, decreased activity, vomiting, diarrhea, increased water consumption, and increased urination. You know, if it's not organic, you know, and it's not in America, I don't know if I'd feed it to a turtle even. Ooh. Okay, moving along. You know the BPA, the bisphenol A, you know, the stuff they make plastic out of, all those plastic, the epoxy lining that's in your canned foods, even the dental sealants. Coatings on store receipts have this stuff. Past 5 years, they say the BPA has shown to, everybody's been exposed to it. If you live in the industrial world, there's no way you're not going to come in contact with this plastic. But they say that this type of chemical plastic overrides the natural heartbeat signal, causing female heart cells to misfire. This is according to a recent study. It could mean that females could have heart problems, even fatal ones. Millions of females are at risk everywhere. So new research is going to be published in the February 2012 issue of Endocrinology, and it finds that even low concentrations of the BPA can cause heart problems for women because it seems to have a compound that mimics estrogen, and that affects the heart. All right, last but not least, in the Quack Report, scientists can grow sperm in the lab now. How you guys feel about that? Yeah, scientists have made a major breakthrough, they say. They could soon be serving up human sperm grown in laboratory dishes. It opens up a whole new possibility, they say, to infertile men being able to father their own children without using donated sperm from a sperm donor. Researchers in Germany and Israel were able to grow mouse sperm from a few germ cells in a laboratory dish, but they took the cells and they put in a special compound that they called agar jelly. It created an environment similar to that found in the testicles. And so the findings of the sperm trial have been actually revealed in some major scientific journals published by Nature. You read about it there. Goodness, what else are they going to do in the lab? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
I tell you, that's crazy, crazy stuff. Okay, before we get into the genetic mutation of it all, if you go to the powerherbs.com website on the homepage, you're going to see what's new for January. We've asked Alan Phillips to come back. I don't know if you remember him. He was on the show during the pandemic bird flu scare in 2009 and 2010. And so he's going to be coming back to give us an update. He's been working really hard on the legislative level, and he's got some updates for us. So he's going to be with us here on AVR, American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live on the 19th. So he'll be here on the that's Thursday night. So you'll have to tune in. He'll be with me on the 19th. Of course, on the 17th, Dr. Carly joins us. It's the third Tuesday, of course, so she'll be here. And I'm sure she'll have some things to say also about vaccines. So do tune in for that. And for any of you out there thinking about doing your organ cleansing and immune boosting herbs and just been putting it off, well, you have until the 14th to order some products from Apothecary Herbs at thepowerherbs.com, and they'll give you free ground ship in the U.S., continental U.S., free ground ship, so take advantage of that. Okay, we're going to move on to the topic of genetic mutation, because in the last decade, genetic mutation has become, well, a common topic. It's, you know, people pretty much know what that is. And we hear about, you know, mutating viruses. We hear about genetically modified foods. And even the discovery of a new species of animals, which, you know, could be a result of a mutation, you know. So we hear about these things. So what can we expect to happen in the future with so much genetic mutation going on? Is the human race at risk? That's a good question. Is there anything that we can do to protect ourselves and stay as close to God's blueprint as possible? Well, let's find out. You know, you're going to find some really interesting answers to these types of questions regarding the mutating effect of vaccines. There's this web page, the 3Ws dot whale, W-H-A-L-E dot T-O slash A, slash yurko dot html. Of course, if you didn't get all that, you can send me an email off the powerherbs.com website. But that website has got some very interesting information on genetic mutations. Now, Dr. Rebecca Carly, as I said, she'll be back with us on the 17th. Now, she's often stated here on the show that vaccines are weapons of mass destruction. You know, when I first heard her say that, I was just like, whoa, I never thought of them that way. And, you know, it takes a while for you to wrap your brain around that. It can't. And according to Dr. Buttram and other colleagues of his, there is scientific evidence that vaccines cause genetic changes, just like Dr. Rebecca Carly has often said. However, the evidence is not allowed to be used as proof that, you know, widespread genetic changes are taking place with each and every vaccination that is given. So the medical and the legal systems are suppressing this damaging evidence, and this makes it nearly impossible, really, for parents to obtain truth to protect their family members. I want to read you a quote from Dr. Harold E. Buttram, and it's in a paper called Vaccines and Genetic Mutations. Okay, he says this: although the technical intricacies of the human immune system are extremely complex, the principles of their operation are the essence of simplicity, and it could be compared to the fortifications of a medieval castle. So using this analogy, first there might be an outlying outpost with sentinels, and then the moat, and then the main castle wall, and finally the inner defenses surrounding the castle itself, in which reside the royal family. So he's just describing your immune system defenses. It's a layer of defenses that you naturally have. Now, he goes on to say, the latter, of course, represents the human genetic system, which the human immune system is designed to protect at all costs. End of quote. So this is what I said a long time ago, that, you know, vaccines are an artificial infection and they bypass those defenses, okay? So every individual who has taken a vaccination is pretty much, according to Dr. Bruttman and his team, you're left with a weak and stunted immune system. So the immune system is not totally incapacitated, but it is critically impaired. And modern science is very aware of this. And warnings have been published in the New England Journal of Medicine and the Journal of Thorax, as well as many other scientific publications. So it's not new knowledge. They've known about this for a long, long time. Now let's look at the first discovery, though. The genetic game of science, that genetic game science is playing, was first noticed in the 1930s when they found that certain genes were worker genes, as they were called, and others were called controller or manager genes. So they learned how to switch genes on and off, and what came next was to manipulate these genes and the human chromosomal system. So by the 1970s, scientific journals published works all over the world that the biological substances that medicine was creating were entering the human blood system and becoming part of our genetic material. They learned how to transfer genetic information, which was normally confined to animals, plants, and even the human race. And that information was published in World Medicine in September of 1971. Now, more experiments followed, manipulating bacteria and viruses, which were once isolated and confined, and they're now not, you know. Yeah. So a literal Pandora's box was created by the lofty scientific elite. So what medicine calls vaccinations of protection are in reality unauthorized breaches in God's creation and therefore are weapons. So what science calls a transcession is a noteworthy transgression. So when pure genetic material is taken and altered, called hybridization, you can figure the most brilliant research, according to science, is considered foolishness to God. Now, you might want to be aware that you might have to strip for science, because if you think this strip search at the airport security is bad, you have no idea what medical science and the legal system have done to your immune system. Mandated vaccinations, you know what they are, have really stripped away your outer layer of immune system and have altered your DNA and your RNA. In other words, the enemy has destroyed the outlying outpost, has taken out the sentinels, has crossed the moat and scaled the castle wall, and with a battering ram, they're knocking on each and every cell within your body to breach that and rewrite your DNA and RNA. Therefore, it is no surprise when, you know, I read a letter from the editor of Nutraceuticals, the editor of Nutraceuticals World Magazine. She writes about a friend of hers. After pregnancy, she was seeking life insurance benefits, and they discovered she had a genetic mutation situation. So when it was discovered, when it's discovered that you are genetically modified, and if you want life insurance, hey, you're going to have to pay big premiums for that. And why is that? Well, genetic mutations leave you vulnerable to chronic diseases. And medicine knows this. And, of course, life insurance and medical insurance companies know this as well. And you can have a healthy weight. You can have normal blood pressure. Cholesterol's normal. Your blood sugar's normal. And you're going to be in the red flagged area, as if you were put on the no-fly list. Yeah. So your genetic information will be used against you, and it is not your fault. The Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act in 2008 that, you know, Congress voted in protects you from genetic discrimination in regards to health insurance and employment, but not to life insurance. So isn't that nice? And, you know, that should make it all better, I guess, right? No, it doesn't. Let me read you a quote from Howard B. Uronovitz. He's a medical doctor. He says this: there is a limit on how much foreign material our bodies can handle before genetic damage occurs and our processes into in a process it progresses into a chronic disease. He says each person has their own unique genetic blueprint which responds to foreign substances differently. End of quote. And that's why Dr. Carley had answered my question. You know, why do some people get, you know, lupus from vaccines? Some people get, you know, other diseases that are weird and autoimmune diseases, and they get all kinds of stuff, Tourette's, you know, just varied types of problems, because she says all diseases stem from these weapons of mass destruction, so these vaccines, and Dr. Yurnanovitz has just pointed that out. Why? Okay, so Planet of the Apes, you know, that's what we got, because it won't be long before medicine thinks it has really mapped the entire chromosomal locations of all human genes. That's what they're working on. They're working on mapping each and every one of us on our chromosomal level. Knowing what gene to switch on and what gene to switch off, the master switch even, to master more control seems to be the goal. And, of course, this information won't wind up in the hands of those who will want to weaponize this, right? It's not going to happen. People are not going to be at risk, right? Right. This is genetic contamination, basically. And some people call it genetic engineering. And it's here. And, you know, we've got to protect ourselves from this stuff. It's make no mistake, there are unknown results that are occurring. Switch on or off one wrong gene, and instead of cancer being contained, it's going to thrive. And based on research, some technical reports, vaccines offer about a million genetic contaminated pieces of DNA, not including the pathogen you're being vaccinated against. And that's just in one single vaccination. And remember, there's a limit to how much foreign material bodies can tolerate before we have a problem. Any piece of DNA is going to be a risk. So you do the math. A million pieces of DNA in one vaccination multiplied by 22 childhood mandated vaccinations. It's a wonder humans aren't extinct yet. Think about it. Now I got Alan Phillips. He's going to be coming back and talking with us. He's a vaccine attorney from the Chapel Hill, North Carolina area. He's been real busy trying to correct the mandatory vaccinations on the legislative level. He's been trying real hard. He's going to talk a little bit about that next time he's here on the 19th of January. But he did tell me this. He said the vaccine agenda is moving forward with a frightening aggression on multiple fronts. The bigger vaccine picture, he says, which he's come to realize is only part of a larger, he says, international control agenda. He says the vaccines are unconstitutional and it usurps parental authority. He also says he's been fighting for the exemption rights of parents as well, because there have been some exemption exclusions, but they're being taken away, he says. So he tends to avoid sensationalism, but he does feel that he's forced to reconsider the phrase vaccine police state. Yeah. So he'll be back on the show. So you'll be hearing from Alan on the 19th. So you'll want to say no to all vaccinations. You got that? And just how far you're going to go to fight the establishment is really going to be up to you. So right about now, a pandemic kit may be handy, not only for pandemics, colds and flu, but also for any forced inoculations. You can find that at the powerherbs.com website. Got to take a break. More health news on the other side. Be right back.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Yeah.
on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we've been talking about genetic modifications. We're the world's biggest experiment as humans, aren't we? And, you know, but don't fret. God gave you his herbs, which he said are, well, they're meat, and they're here for the service of man. And you know, if you were an unwilling participant in the world's biggest genetic mutation experiment, then, you know, I'd pray to God, use his herbs and reverse that. Go ahead and do that. You can power up that immune system. You can build it up again. What they have tried to circumvent, you can restore with God's good herbs. If you're looking for a full line of immune-boosting products and organ cleansing to remove a lot of the residues and toxins that you don't need to hang on to, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They've been doing it for 11 years. So give them a call. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com. And I hear Dr. Rebecca Carley also has a pretty successful protocol for reversing vaccine-induced diseases. And you can just click on her banner over on the links area on the powerherbs.com website and visit her website. And she'll be back with us on the show on the 17th. So check that out as soon as you can. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, if you've been thinking about powering up your system and stocking up with herbs, check out the Vitamin Vault at thepowerherbs.com website. And now through the 14th, you will get free ground ship on your order in the continental United States. So do that and save. Okay, so we got some time. We're gonna move on over to some acid reflux issues because, you know, I've been getting some of those calls because, you know, you guys probably ate some things you normally don't eat over the holidays and you had a little problem. So you probably have heard your doctor say to you before that you're at that age when health issues, either minor or chronic, are going to be expected, okay? Warranty is wearing out, see? And so that's what they tell you. You're at that magical age. And if you're like 40, medical science says that you're most likely to be treated for heartburn and acid reflux disease. Yep, it's like that magical number, bam. So, you know, personally, I left that magical number behind many, many years ago. However, when you are 50, they say the warranty definitely expired, and your doctor is going to push you into a full medical workup and load you up with the prescriptions. That's right. Now, do those tests and all that good stuff. They may even be specifically looking for even more serious issues like cancer. So, now the heart stress test that they'll give you and the blood workup and the prostate or cervical exam, ultrasounds may be in there along with x-rays, some probing devices, kind of costly unless you got insurance cover most of that. But even if your insurance picks up most of that tab, you're going to be left with limited medical choices if your doctor does find something. Yeah, it's called drug therapy or surgery. Kind of limited. So let's look at some of the statistics really quick. We have about 70 million people suffering from digestion disorder and 15 million with heartburn and the acid reflux. And you probably know someone that is suffering right now from digestion ills, and you may even be suffering yourself. So medical doctors, they tend to advise you not to self-treat these kinds of conditions. And the majority of the patients suffering from heartburn and acid reflux also suffer from emotional problems, diabetes, high blood pressure, ulcers, or angina. So it's usually, you know, kind of got some company, the digestive problem. Now, according to the medical studies, patients with emotional problems often have the worst digestive diseases. So new research is showing that the mid to moderate digestive diseases can be treated successfully with lifestyle changes and occasional use of some medications. Personally, I use herbs, but some people use meds. But if you have heartburn or acid reflux maybe once a month, you are in the category, you represent about 10% of Americans that sometimes eat the wrong foods. And these are the first signals that the body's going to send you that you don't want to ignore those. So the body is letting you know that later down the road, unless you make some lifestyle changes, you will have serious digestive issues. Now, if you have difficulty swallowing or have a sharp pain when you swallow, you should seek medical attention. You don't want to kind of shoot in the dark. You got to know what it is you're dealing with. So if heartburn or reflux starts after the age of 50 and causes maybe vomiting, blood in the stool, or produces sudden weight loss or loss of appetite, you also should seek medical attention. Make sure you're not dealing with something other than just, you know, a little reflux. Could have a hiatal hernia, could have a strangulation going on there. Just could have something really serious. So we want to make sure you're not in big trouble. Okay, so other symptoms, aside from the very common digestive symptoms of your heartburn and acid reflux, some other symptoms associated with the acid reflux are going to be hoarseness, chronic coughing, and chronic asthma. Interesting. Here's some foods, though, you may want to avoid to make your life a little sweeter. When it comes to stomach problems, it's recommended to avoid all types of coffee because it can bring on stomach pain. There was a study out of the University of Michigan that found that those with stomach pain drank 2 cups of coffee every day. And a German study in Munich found several foods that were the culprits at causing stomach pain, and those with and even without ulcers. So here are the foods: mayonnaise, cabbage, fried foods, and salty foods. Additional foods that they discovered were all the meats, fatty stuff, you know, coffee once again came up, carbonated drinks, and your fruit juice. So avoid foods that overstimulate stomach acids, like your beer, wine, milk, coffee, tea, and soda. So according to the German study, beer is one of the worst beverages because it doubles the stomach acid output by the body. And those who thought milk was a good thing, you know, drink some milk, feels better, coats the stomach, you know, that kind of thing, relieve that acid, right? You thought that was a good idea. You should know that although it may initially ease the stomach pain, it also creates a rebound effect afterward, and it stimulates the stomach to produce more acids because of the alkalinity of the dairy product. So according to nutrition expert Elaine Maggie, herbs can also encourage an attack of heartburn or acid reflux, like your peppermint, your spearmint, garlic, onion, and cayenne, the chili pepper, she said. She goes on to recommend avoiding the following foods: meats, beans, your chicken nuggets and buffalo wings, all sweets, snacks, chips, salted products, salad dressings, fruit juice, macaroni and cheese, spaghetti, sour cream, milkshakes, ice cream, and cottage cheese. So foods that produce more saliva can also help, such as maybe sweet pickles, she says bubble gum. Not so sure I'd like the bubble gum. Have you seen what's in gum lately? Contributing factors, being overweight and smoking seems to aggravate the condition of stimulating production of stomach acid, and also relaxing the esophageal sphincter, which allows for the acid reflux. So what happens is that little muscle at the end of your esophagus, right there at the stomach, gets too relaxed, and then acids that are sloshing up as they're trying to digest your foods are going into the esophagus and giving you heartburn. Consuming alcohol also primes the pump for heartburn and acid reflux, and you may ask why. It also relaxes that esophageal sphincter muscle, and it makes it really lazy, you know, almost sedated. So if you drink alcohol within 2 hours before going to bed, you're more likely to experience heartburn. The alcohol will relax the muscle and allows the acids back into the esophagus. And you know what's coming up soon? We got Valentine's Day coming up next month, and I mention it because guess what? You're probably going to have some chocolate. That harmless little piece of chocolate can also trigger heartburn. And some foods create this chemical mechanism that encourages a heartburn. Chocolate is one of them. So how many times have you maybe had some digestive discomfort after you ate several chocolate chip cookies, or you maybe had a fudge brownie, or maybe even a candy bar? How come chocolate does that? Well, chocolate acts like an antispasmodic or a tranquilizer to that sphincter muscle at the end of the esophagus, and it relaxes it, and all those acids are able to come up in there. So the culprit chemical in your chocolate is methylxanthine. Apparently, the chocolate does not provoke acid backwash in individuals that do not or rarely experience heartburn, and therefore chocolate's not a problem for them. It's those that typically have a heartburn problem already. Chocolate's just going to exacerbate it. Okay, what about some side effects that you can encounter if you're taking prescription drugs? Long-term use of drugs can control the symptoms of your digestive disease, and it's going to offer, you know, side effects along with it. Most people using antacids can experience diarrhea, constipation due to the aluminum and magnesium salts in the products. Also, calcium carbonate products such as Tums can cause constipation as well. And in some cases, there's too much calcium and it causes kidney failure. So over-the-counter and prescription drug medications change the way your body breaks down and uses nutrients such as your calcium, and it should not be consistently used for more than a few weeks. Antacids also interfere with the absorption of other prescription drugs, like your heart medicines. So other popular drugs like your Tagamet and your Xanax, they tend to produce headaches, diarrhea, dizziness, and even rashes. And if you also suffer from liver or nervous system disease, these conditions are going to be exacerbated by the side effects of these drugs. So long-term use of these types of drugs offer a risk of stomach cancer. Did your doctor tell you that? Any drug or heartburn or acid reflux medication should be used in a short time frame, a short burst, no longer than 6 weeks, while you adjust the lifestyle, while you get at the cause. Otherwise, you're going to be switched from one drug to the other for your severe digestive disease, and then they won't work at all. And then you're up a creek. So do your homework on your prescription meds. So you also want to avoid what makes acid reflux worse. There are some medications that make it worse. These drugs are going to relax that esophageal sphincter muscle. These are going to be your calcium channel blockers, your dopamine, all your sedatives and pain relievers. Drugs that delay the stomach from emptying will also be a problem. So if the stomach's not emptying into the small intestine in a timely manner, you're going to have more problems. So your calcium channel blockers tend to do that. Drugs that can damage the esophagus and stomach lining are going to be your Fosamax for your osteoporosis. Man, we did a show on that. Bone density tests, and Voxamax was in on that show. You need to hit that archive and read and listen to that, because that drug, oh my goodness, you just got to go back and listen to the archives. So drugs that are going to damage your esophagus and your stomach are your Voxamax for osteoporosis, your potassium and iron pills, your antibiotics, your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory aids, your aspirin, your ibuprofen, your Motrin, your Advil, your Nuprin, your everything, and also your Aleve. Yeah, all got to do that. It's not going to help. No, long term it's not. So what herbs can you do? What can you take instead? Well, you can utilize herbs to help improve digestion while modifying your lifestyle. Fennel seed, for instance, helps improve digestion, also eliminates gas and bloating. Ginger root also improves digestion and helps to move food out of the stomach and helps with any nausea or even vomiting problem. Slippery elm inner bark and marshmallow root, these are soothing herbs to the digestive tract. It'll soothe the lining of the esophagus and the stomach. And now if you plan to do bowel cleansing, use maybe a modified cleanse using only a detoxifier. So that would be the one that removes the toxins, but not the one that stimulates the colon. Those herbs and those types of products may irritate you too much. So you can still do your bowel cleansing. You would just use the detoxer part and more water, eat lighter, maybe a little prune juice, keep things moving. So herbs to help you relax and deal with emotional stress are going to be valerian root and lobelia. So you can look for those on the website, thepowerherbs.com. Look for valerian root and relaxation formula. They also have a formula called emotional stress formula. And they have the bowel cleansing products as well as the marshmallow root, the slippery elm, the ginger, and fennel seed. So lots of digestive herbs are there. And you can also, if you want to stop smoking and drop a few pounds, if weight's an issue, look for the Smoker's Helper and the Body Foundation food mix. It's a vitamin mix, but it also allows you to have lots of energy and not feel hungry while you eat a little lighter. So those are all little helping hands. Herbs are here for the service of man, and God gave them to us, and he says so because it's in his Bible, and he doesn't lie. So you can call Apothecary Herbs to get a free product catalog. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And of course, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 803-746-0219 or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. And as I said, if you've been thinking about doing some organ cleansing, if you've been thinking about doing some immune boosting or just getting healthier, this is the time, because you're going to get free ground ship on your orders through the 14th of January, orders that are mailed in the continental United States. So check that out. If you're on the website, look for the code under What's New on the homepage to get a coupon code to plug into that shopping cart for that free ground ship. So it's right there, right on the homepage. Also, if you're looking to improve your knowledge of using herbs, and specifically 13 herbs that every medicine cabinet should have, you should pick up an e-book copy. It's a PDF file, the Power Herbs book. It's an e-book file, and it's $14.99 on the powerherbs.com website. So it's 400 pages. Herb Symptom Reference Guide shows you how to make your own herbal products if you want to do that. It's really how-to stuff. So get to it. Get busy. Okay, we got a few minutes. We were interested in this survey that I picked up a little while back on, you know, what makes a person healthy as a horse? And, you know, what doesn't? So according to the survey, it was done in modern medicine clinical settings. They wanted to observe people all over the globe, actually, and they identified the most common problems that cause people to be sick and not healthy. And most of them were nutritional deficiencies that led to these chronic problems. In addition, they also looked at products that help prevent a lot of these symptoms and hopefully diseases associated with the deficiencies. And they have several categories that they came up with. One category was over the age of 65. They said if you're over 65, science says most likely you're going to be low in vitamin B12 and vitamin D and vitamin K and zinc. Also, they say 20% of women in this category have very low vitamin C, and may need some hormone therapy as part of their recovery. So you can beef up your B vitamins, and you can include sunflower seeds in your diet, comfrey herb, kelp, bananas, Concord grapes, alfalfa. You can add some spinach. There's a whole list of foods. We have a vitamin food list at Apothecary Herbs that we distribute free of charge to people who want to beef up their diet and specific nutritional elements. You can call or email and ask for a free copy of that. It's called the vitamin food list, and we'll send that out to you free of charge. Another category that they had in the survey was people who had various mental conditions that didn't make the best health list. They said this is a pretty broad category, and it means that if you are being treated by a medical doctor for a condition, you may be on some long-term drug therapy, which is going to lower your nutritional elements in the body and make you sicker. So if you're on antidepressants, for instance, even birth control pills and heart medications are going to deplete the system of nutrition and also disrupt your hormones and put you at big risk. One category they also included was the American diet, which I was cracking up at because, well, it's not really funny, but, you know, I'm glad somebody said it. All the adulterated processed foods and junk foods, all that has really stripped the vitamin nutrition, and we lack adequate chromium, and it also creates blood sugar problems and cholesterol problems in America. So if you need more chromium, you can include brewer's yeast, whole grains, wheat germ, dried beans and vegetables. Manganese deficiency also can mess up your metabolism and your enzymes, give you all kinds of disorders. So eat more nuts, seeds, whole grains, peas and beans, and get that back into the diet. They also said women that were pregnant and nursing, probably not at their best health level. Actually, modern medicine calls pregnancy a disease because it has an ICD-9 and CPT code associated with it, and that's an insurance code to pay on treatments for your disease called pregnancy. So women in their childbearing years, usually deficient in folic acid and iron, they may have irritable bowel syndrome and they're slower to heal because they're so depleted in vitamin B, folic acid. They may be more prone to heart attack, stroke, and blood clots. So they need more healthy meats, green leafy vegetables, nuts and seeds, especially pumpkin and sunflower seeds in the diet, including raisins, prunes, wheat germ, and some wheat bran. Keep that system moving. So if you're female, you're also at a disadvantage according to the list, as well as if you drink alcohol, have a sweet tooth, and have other factors. Let's see. There is a new vitamin that's coming out, though, that I wanted to mention quickly. The French company called Art Science. Art Science Labs has come up with a new way to take vitamin pills if you have difficulty swallowing them. The new invention is called Inhalable Vitamin, and it's going to debut here in North America if it isn't here already. The product has a nickname called Sniffable Vitamins. Soon you will be able to inhale your vitamins through particles in a lipstick-sized container, kind of like an inhaler or, a nose spray. So it's going to be about $3, and you can just inhale them in. So that's going to be new on the market soon. But personally, I'll skip that and stay with God's good herbs. Thanks very much. Well, I'm almost out of time. Come back and see us on Thursday. And, of course, Dr. Carley will be with us on the 17th, and Alan Phillips, the vaccine attorney, will be with us on the 19th. So if you have questions, email them to me or listen to the show and call in, and we'll chat it up and get some information to you that's going to empower you, because that's what we like to do here. Hey, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor if you dare before using any product or therapy. I gotta go, but don't you go anywhere. Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover is coming up next. I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, wishing you to be well.